verse 3. He restoreth, that is, the Lord as our shepherd in that office. He restoreth my soul. We've looked at six ways in which he does so, and the means that he uses. He does so with his word, and that's the chief means that he uses as well. He does so by simply revealing himself, and he does that through his word. He can bring circumstances into our life that will restore our soul or lead to that process. There's corrective discipline that the Lord administers upon his children. He can send individuals into a life to restore a soul. He speaks to us, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And today we want to consider that he restores souls with his touch. And by that we mean he does so in a miraculous way. The Lord's touch is a miraculous thing. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through verse 16. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. When Jesus saw it, that is, the disciples rebuking, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. So they brought their children. These were children who needed healing, that he should touch them. And then in verse 16, we see Jesus put his hands upon them and blessed them. In the touch of the Lord, there is healing and restoring power. The touch of the Lord is really his personal attention to us. And that is necessary if our souls are going to be restored. The touch of the Lord is really powerful help from God. It is a communication from the Lord. It is his presence. It is his movement in our lives. And of course, these things are necessary if our souls are going to be restored. Now, there's many, many examples throughout the Scriptures, Old Testament and New Testament, where the Lord touched individuals. And again, when he did so, it's not just merely the Lord laying his hand upon an individual, but it's the power of the Lord. It's a miracle of God. And when the Lord restores the souls of his people, that is miraculous work. The Lord performs miracles all the time. Miracles are going on around us all the time. Our human body is a miracle. But every time the Lord restores a soul, it is the miraculous power of God that is required. So there's several examples of the Lord's touch. And as you look at these examples, which we're going to do, you see the restoration power of the Lord. In Genesis 32, there is that touch. And again, the touch of the Lord is his miraculous power. But think of a touch. The touch is a very simple thing. It's a very simple act. And what this teaches is that this is not difficult for God. This is something that the Lord does very easily. All he has to do is touch. And when he does, There's a miracle that takes place, and souls are restored. In Genesis 32, very familiar passage, you see Jacob. Verse 24, Jacob was left alone. That, of course, was due to the providence of God. This is what God will do many times in restoring a soul. He will get us by ourselves when Jacob was left alone. Now, God can deal with us in a multitude of people, when we're in the midst of a multitude of people. And many times God takes His children apart from everything else. They're all alone. And God comes upon the scene. That's a very powerful experience, a very powerful moment. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he, that is the individual that was wrestling with Jacob, saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Why didn't he do that earlier? He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." As a result of a touch from the Lord, Jacob's ability to wrestle, Jacob's ability to resist, was taken away. All he can do is cling. The Lord, this heavenly wrestler, let Jacob wrestle for probably throughout the night. And then at the right time, just touched his hip. That's all he did. But he let him resist. He let him wrestle. And God will do that to us as well. And you may think that in doing so, in wrestling with God, that you're gaining ground. That's not so. It's not so. The Lord's letting you do it, teaching you a lesson. All he has to do is touch, and it's over. And all Jacob could do at that moment was hang on. All he could do was cling. And I personally believe that Jacob walked, for the rest of his life, walked with a limp. And every day he was reminded of this event. And that's a good thing. But it brought restoration of soul to Jacob. Just a touch. That's all he has to do. It's miraculous. An individual can be arguing against God. An individual can even be cursing God. And all God has to do is touch them. It's all over. Everything changes. It's the power of God. Notice in 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Verse 26. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. Saul was the king. There was a band of men, a remnant of men. God just touched their hearts. And they had honor and they had respect for the king. Now, of course, you can easily see the spiritual application. God touches the heart. That is, does a miracle upon the heart. And that's how the soul is restored. A miracle upon the heart. And immediately there's honor and respect for the Lord. Again, someone can be arguing with the Lord. Someone can be resisting the Lord, opposing the Lord. All the Lord has to do is touch. And that opposition is turned to honor and respect. And even we as God's people, we can get ourselves in a position where we're opposed to God. We're opposed to the will of God. God just touches the heart, does a miracle upon the heart. We've all seen it. We've all experienced it. from time to time. And that is why when a child of God is in this sad condition, opposing God, the thing to do really is just pray. Lord, touch their heart. And just like that, everything changes. God can do that. That's part of His restoring power. In Psalm 38, verse 2, and what we read here is we spent some time on the corrective discipline of the Lord. And that's what's being referred to here in verse 2 of Psalm 38. For thine arrows stick fast in me. And there's what we want to notice. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is the touch of God's displeasure. Again, this has to do with God's discipline. That's evident from verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. You want God to rebuke you in His mercy. For thine arrows stick fast in me. Verse 3, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. But in Psalm 38, verse 2, the hand of the Lord is pressing. The weight, David can feel the weight of the Lord's hand upon his life. This isn't just a light touch. This is the Lord pressing upon the individual. Now, I had to do that several times this past week with our little grandson, Zane. You have to just kind of grab hold and so he knows you mean business. And God does that with us. You just feel the weight of the Lord's hand. And what does that do? I mean, if you press your hand upon that individual long enough, it takes away their strength. And that's what the Lord does. It's very similar to what we read there of Jacob. So God can restore our soul by placing His hand heavy upon us. And when God presses His hand heavy upon us, that gets our attention. We as His children, that gets our attention. Okay, God means business here. If I have any sense at all, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to stop. The Lord means business. And that's a good thing to feel the weight of the Lord's hand. Just as it's a good thing to just feel the gentle touch of the Lord. Sometimes we need the gentle touch of the Lord. Sometimes we need the heavy hand of the Lord. But that's what's so wonderful about the Lord as our shepherd. He knows what kind of touch we need. And again, it results in a restoration of soul. In Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 9. Jeremiah 1, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in my mouth. The very first word, then, we have to go back, means something took place. God had revealed His will to Jeremiah. And Jeremiah began to list the reasons why he was unable to do what God told him to do. Now, what if God just allowed Jeremiah to go down that road? Jeremiah would have needed serious restoration of soul. But God stopped him. And God stopped him by just simply touching His mouth. And in that touch was the sufficiency that Jeremiah needed for what God told him to do. And again, the Lord does this. The Lord gives us a touch. gives us the sufficiency of what we need to do, whatever it is. And that also restores our soul. There is this touch which restores health and usefulness, and I'm talking spiritually, it's true physically as well. But in Matthew chapter 8, and we'll stop, but Matthew chapter 8, verse 15, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. What happens here is Jesus comes into Peter's house. He sees Peter's mother-in-law lying there sick of the fever. And the Lord touches her. As a result, health is restored, and she arises and ministers to everyone in the house. Now, that again is that there's a spiritual application. We become sick spiritually many times. And there we lie, we're really of no use to anybody. And the Lord touches, restores spiritual health. As a result, we rise and we're able to minister. The Lord touches when we get spiritually ill, which again is a way of God restoring our soul. So the Lord, He restoreth my soul. This is continual. This is continual. It's not He restored my soul one time, but He restoreth. It keeps on happening over and over. And the reason it keeps on happening over and over is because the need is constantly there. We constantly need restoration of soul. Every day we need our souls restored, enlivened. And the shepherd does this. And there are many other examples of the Lord's miraculous touch in bringing about restoration of soul. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for Your blessings upon each one. We thank You, Lord, for the blessing of being in Your house, being with Your people. And we pray, Lord, that You'd be with us today. Help us to worship You in a way that would bring honor and glory to Your name. For those that are lost, we pray, Lord, You'd save their souls. We do pray that You draw each one of us closer to You. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.